maşallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله فأولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد بإذن فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى and His mercy we are living and existing although many of us are and have committed such deeds that we do not deserve to exist and deserve the wrath and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to our deeds. So that is why I say that it is mercy and fadl of Allah azza wa jal that we are existing. تو میں عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ اللہ کا فضل اور احسان ہے کہ ہم صحیح سلامت زندہ بیٹھے ہوئے اللہ کے گھر میں رہ رہے ہیں اس مہینے میں اس دن میں کیونکہ اگر کئی لوگ ہم میں سے اپنے اعمال کو دیکھیں تو وہ ہم اس کے حقدار نہیں کہ ہم زندہ رہیں ہم انسانی شکلوں میں رہیں اور اللہ پاک ہمیں اپنے گھر میں آنے دے تو یہ اللہ جل مجدہ کا فضل ہے کہ وہ ہمارے ناشکری اور برے اعمال کے باوجود اللہ جل مجدہ ہم پر انعام اور ہماری گناہوں کو چھپائے ہوئے ہے So it is purely فضل فالله عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى said وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ Allah عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى says that if I was to hold accountable people or give them the consequences and results punishment due to what they do مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِن دَابَّ there wouldn't be one living being existing on the face of the earth اللہ جل مجدہ نے فرمایا کہ اگر میں پکڑوں جو تم انسان کر رہے ہو یا کرتے ہیں انسان تو ایک بھی تم میں سے جاندار زمین پر چلتا ہوا نظر نہ آئے یاد رکھیں یہ بندے کو بھولنا نہیں چاہیے, بندہ بھول جاتا ہے. اللہ جل مجدہ جب بندے کو ڈھیل دیتا ہے, اس کو معاف کرتا ہے, اس کے گناہوں کو چھپاتا ہے, اور اس کو گناہوں کو اس لیے چھپاتا ہے کہ اس کو توبہ کا موقع دینے کے لیے وہ بندہ اس سے ناجائز فائدہ اٹھائے. سو وی آر لیونگ الحمد للہ, دس از فضل آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, اینڈ سون دیٹ ٹائم ول کم وین وی ول ناٹ ہیو دس اپرچونیٹی. اسپیشلی ان دس منتھ مینی incidents, many events in the history of Islam took place in which there are lessons, in which there is guidance for us. One of those is also the birth of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in her life there are lessons that how she, being a child, supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning years of announcement of prophethood. And she, being a child, one of the first childs to embrace Islam and to bring faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another important event which happened was the death, demise, the physical departure of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an in this month, and the delegation of the authority of Khilafa to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. From the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, one can learn many lessons. One of the sayings he mentioned, you will find very, very few of his sayings are mentioned in the books. There are few, not more than 100 even, ahadith narrated from him. Although he was the person who spent most of his time, not only after the announcement of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even before, when he was in his youthful age, when the Prophet ﷺ was in his youth age, he was already a friend of Rasulullah ﷺ. When he only knew him as Muhammad bin Abdullah ﷺ, not Muhammad or Rasulullah ﷺ. So he radiallahu anhu had the opportunity to look at the day and night, the friendship, when there was no Sharia, there was no Quran being revealed. That is one of the reasons that when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did not ask for any evidence. That's why he is known as Siddiq, the testifier, without any asking any proof, without asking, demanding any miracle. Why? Because in front of him already there was miraculous life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he had seen him as a friend, as a community member, as an inhabitant of Makkah tul Mukarramah. And he has seen the different aspects. So he had no hesitancy to believe that he alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in many of the books it's mentioned he even knew before the announcement of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had indications for that. But the question arises that why is there so many only numerous ahadith narrated from him, when other companions like Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who became Muslim in the last years of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he narrated thousands and thousands of ahadith. And many other companions who spent less time with Prophet ﷺ, but they narrated more ahadith from the Prophet ﷺ in the books of hadith like Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, you find. But you will find very few from sayings like, for example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq narrated from Rasulullah. You hear it very, very less. Why? What is the reason? When he knew Rasulullah more, he lived with him more, he had such intimacy with him, many a times in the cave of Saur, and in the nights and the days of Hijrah, and before the prophethood announcement and Bi'sa, and after, and day and night. Why? Well, we find one such report that he had prepared a book of the saying of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had prepared a book which he wrote himself, and he had a book written by himself from the ahadith, from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then he burnt that book. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala se mai arz kar raha hu ki ajeeb baat hai ki aapko sabse zyada qurb Hazur Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka mila, lekin sabse kam ahadith aapse marwi hain, yani agar تقابل کیا جائے ان صحابہ سے جو آپ کے زمانے میں مسلمان ہوئے یا مکی دور میں مسلمان ہوئے، ان سے بھی کم ہیں. تو کیا وجہ ہے؟ تو کتابوں سے یہ پتہ چلتا ہے کہ آپ نے ایک کتاب حدیث شریف کی لکھی ہوئی تھی، لیکن آپ نے اس کو جلا دیا. He burnt that book which he had written himself of a hadith of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. When he was asked, جب آپ سے پوچھا گیا، یہ تو بہت بڑا ذخیرہ، یہ تو بہت بڑی اہم معلومات اور اتنا مضبوط روایت کس کی ہوگی کہ جب حدیث حضرت ابو بکر صدیق سے روایت کی جائے؟ عام طور پر راوی کو people, narrators of حدیث are seen who they are, when they became Muslim, etc. narrators. Which حدیث can be stronger than the حدیث narrated by سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ؟ But then even he burnt, آپ نے اس کو جلا دیا. جب پوچھا گیا، when he was asked, he said that I have heard from Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that whoever will intentionally say anything, narrate anything from me which I have not said, he should find his place in hell. There is no place in Jannah, meaning for him. آپ نے فرمایا میں نے اس لیے جلا دیا، میں نے تو رکھا تھا کہ بھئی لوگوں کو فائدہ ہوگا، لیکن جب میں نے وہ حدیث حضور علیہ السلام کی سنی کہ آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا جس نے میری طرف سے کوئی ایسی بات کہی جان بوجھ کر، کوئی ایسی حدیث کا نام لے کر یا میرے فرمان کا نام لے کر جس نے کوئی ایسی بات بیان کر دی جو میں نے نہ کہی ہو، تو وہ اپنا ٹھکانہ پھر جہنم میں ڈھونڈے، جنت میں اس کی جگہ نہیں، کیونکہ اس نے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر جھوٹ باندھا. تو آپ حالانکہ صدیق تھے، سب سے سچے انسان انبیاء کے بعد، لیکن پھر بھی آپ کو اتنا خوف الہی اور حضور علیہ السلام کی عظمت اور تعظیم، ہی ہیڈ سچ اے گریٹنس اینڈ او آف دا پروفیٹ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اینڈ دا فیئر آف اللہ، دیٹ ہی فیئر دیٹ مے بی ان دس بک آئی ہیو ریٹن سم تھنگ، مے بی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز ناٹ سیڈ اٹ لائک دیٹ، اور مے بی دیر ول بی لیس اور مور. سو ہی ایکچولی بنٹ اٹ. So there is a lesson for us people here now. अब हमारे लिए इसमें ये सबक है. हमारा जिस बंदा जिसको उर्दू पढ़नी भी सही नहीं आती, अरबी पढ़नी भी सही नहीं आती, वो रात दिन बाद नबी पाक का ये फरमान है, नबी अलैहिस्सलाम ने ये फरमाया, हजूर अलैहिस्सलाम ने ये फरमाया. देखें, जब तक आपको यकीनी इल्म नहीं सही तरह उन अल्फाज का, उस मफहूम का, अल्फाज ही मफहूम, उस वक्त तक मत कहें नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ये फरमा रहे हैं, आप अलैहिस्सलाम ने ये फरमाया. सो देयर इज अ लेसन फॉर अस इन देयर दैट आवर पीपल सम टाइम दे विदाउट थिंकिंग, विदाउट हैविंग ऑथेंटिसिटी, विदाउट इवन स्टडीइंग और रीडिंग देमसेल्फ, you will hear often them, the Prophet ﷺ did this, the Prophet ﷺ said this, the Rasulullah ﷺ said this, etc., etc., when they just actually are doing hearsay thing, meaning matters, and they have no authenticity, they are not even sure what it means, and they are actually mentioning and attributing to Rasulullah ﷺ. This is great sin. Similarly, we do mistake. हम ये भी गलती, अल्लाह पाक ये फरमा रहा है, अल्लाह ने ये कहा, अल्लाह ने इसको इसलिए ये कह दिया, अल्लाह पाक ने इसलिए फरमाया, अल्लाह पाक ने ये फरमाता है, अल्लाह पाक ये फरमाता है. अगर आपको इल्म नहीं कुरान की उस आयत का, उस हदीस कुदसी का, तो मत अल्लाह पाक का नाम ले. इसलिए सैयद अबू हुरैरा रजी अल्लाह अन्हु, जो हदीस के सबसे बड़े रावी हैं, हजरत अबू हुरैरा رضی اللہ عنہ is one of the greatest narrator of hadith. When he will mention hadith, who he heard from Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself. جب اس نے انہوں نے خود سنا ہوا تھا حضور علیہ السلام سے. آپ جب بھی روایت کرتے تو فرماتے, he will mention a hadith that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said this, and then he will say maybe somewhat like that, maybe little bit more, maybe less, maybe roughly that, he would mention these words. Sahaba ikram is one khud suna, jaise Hazrat Abu Huraira jab wo hadith bayan karte jo khud suni hui hai, phir bhi farmate Hazur Ali Islam ne kuch aisa hi farmaya, ya isse kuch kam, ya isse kuch zyada, ya kuch is tarah ka hi farman hai aap Ali Islam ka, wo yani darte ye kehne ke liye ki ye Nabi Ali Islam ne farmaya. Hamare yahan log foran ये जी हजूर पाक का फरमान है, ये जी अल्लाह ये फरमा रहा है, ये जी नबी, तो इससे डरना चाहिए. इसलिए आप उलमा से भी सुनते हैं, यू हियर फ्रॉम उलमा एंड मुहद्दिसीन व्हेन दे रीड हदीस. फॉर एग्जांपल दे विल से قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, आफ्टर सेइंग दे विल से औ कमा قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. जब वो हदीस खत्म करते हैं तो वो क्या कहते हैं, उलमाए मुहद्दिसीन कहते हैं औ कमा قال عليه. इसका क्या मतलब, या कुछ ऐसे ही फरमाया नबी अलैहिस्सलाम ने, कुछ इस तरह. यू विल हियर देम सेइंग दिस, व्हाई, व्हाट डज इट मीन, इट मींस और रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड समवट लाइक दिस, सो दे आर नॉट एग्जैक्टली पिन पॉइंटिंग. और दे विल मेंशन हदीस एंड दे विल से टू द लेस और मोर इफेक्ट, लेस और मोर इफेक्ट, द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड दिस, टू द नियरेस्ट मीनिंग रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से. या ऐसे ही आप सुनेंगे वो कह रहे हैं करीब करीब मफहूम है कि आप अलैहिस्सलाम ने ये फरमाया मुझे. तो ये देखें सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु को कितना एहसास है इस चीज का कि मैं कुछ ऐसी बात ना कह दूं कि जो अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने ना फरमाई हो, और या लफ्ज भी मेरा इधर उधर ना हो, क्योंकि वो अल्लाह का खौफ, अल्लाह से अपना डरते थे, इतना खौफ. सबसे ज्यादा कुर्ब आपको मिला और सबसे ज्यादा हदीस कम रवायत आपने की, इससे यह पता चलता है. सेकेंडली, वन ऑफ द सेइंग ऑफ सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह अन्हु फॉर मी एंड यू, ही सेड द रेचेड इज दैट पर्सन, डूम्ड इज दैट पर्सन हु डाइज बट हिज सिन डज नॉट डाई. आपने फरमाया बदबख्त है वो बंदा, जहन्नम में पहुंच जाएगा वो बंदा, जो खुद मर जाए और उसका गुनाह ना मरे, जो खुद मर जाए लेकिन उसका गुनाह ना मरे.
So he said, doomed, failure, destroyed is that person who himself dies, but his sin does not die. What does that mean? What does that mean? Iska kya matlab? Iska matlab yehi hai ke you are seeing something in your children, in your wife or spouses, which is not good, which is not according to Sharia, but you are permitting them to do it. You are permitting them to be unveiled without a satr. You are permitting them clubbing. You are permitting them attending such programs, parties, such marriages which are shaitanic nature. So if you are permitting them and not stopping your subordinates, your friends, your family, rather you are allowing them, when you will die, you are going to die. Your book of deeds, sins will remain open. Because the sins they will carry on doing, and they will be teaching on further to their children and generations and friends, you will also be getting a share of it. Because whoever actually initiates or helps in a sin, which actually, there are many people who have died, their movies are still playing on the internet. There are many people who have passed away, their songs and immoral films, immoral, actually you may say, scenes or sayings, they are still actually being broadcast actually. So that's what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, meaning that people are sinful, people do sins, but he said the most worst one of them is serious, is that if you live 60 years you would do some sins, but then if you live 60 years, 70, die, and you are accumulating sins of thousands of years after you. You are posting something on the internet, on your Facebook page, on your email, in your company. Remember, you can die anytime, but your sin will not die. Many people's Facebook pages are there. If they had good things, then like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when a person dies, his book of deeds is closed, but three things remain open, meaning his books remains open and he gets the reward of three things. One is these things, that any person who mentions anything good, anything of knowledge, anything of wisdom, any book, any good deeds he has actually initiated. Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever will come up with something in Islam about the sunnah, will initiate a sunnah, will revive a sunnah, will revive a good deed, he will die, but his book of deeds, good deeds, will be open. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam also said, he left an offspring, he has done good tarbiyah, his son or daughter who is doing good deeds and praying, and he is getting benefiting. Or he has helped, he has done something like helped to get water, or for welfare, built a bridge for someone, or pathways for public welfare, that will also be. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was saying, the opposite is true as well. That if you initiate something, you invent something through which people are sinning, people are being harmed, people are being distracted, then actually equally you will get share as well. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is giving us nasiha. He is saying, afarmaria badbakht hai wo insan jo khud mar jaye lekin uska guna na mare. Guna kaise na mare? Apni ulaad ki tarbiyat ne ki, biwi ko nahi tarbiyat ki, unko galat, unko sharab ki dukaan khol di. Whoever opens an alcohol selling shop and he is involving his wife, children there, وہ مر جائے گا لیکن اس کا صحیفہ گناہ کھلا رہے, گناہ اس کے آتے رہیں گے. کسی نے سودی کاروبار کھول دیا, کسی نے زنا و شراب کا رستہ کھول دیا, کسی نے فلمیں بنانی شروع کر دی, ایسی غلط. صحیح بنائے گا تو اجر ملے گا, غلط بنائے گا तो वो मर जाएगा लेकिन उसका गुनाह नहीं मरेगा, पता नहीं हजारों साल तक वो जारी रहेगा, लोग उसके फैन बने हुए हैं, वो एक्टर बने रहे, गैंगस्टर बने रहे, गाने गाते रहे, उनके फैन अभी भी उनके गाने सुन रहे हैं। अब कितना एक बंदे ने तौबा की, 1% he repented from sins and he is begging to quote people, please delete my song, please delete my, but his song and his things are still being played, who will delete? So first and foremost, always think, have far-sightedness, that do not do anything, permit anything which will be long-lasting and which people, your children, your families can carry on after your death, where they will forget but you will be punished. But rather, be the one who will initiate good deeds, initiate something good, something actually beneficial, so that even if you die, your book of deeds, good deeds will be still open, you will be getting rewards, and inshallah you will be forgiven because of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit from the lives and teachings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who is one of the greatest companions and the greatest person after Anbiya alayhim salam, and use your time as well, your life as well, to you become a great person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your time, in your family, in your locality. Jazakum Allah khairan, sunnat-e ada farmaye. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, wa shukrullahi wa ta'ala.